To imagine these calories in terms of food, think about a Pop-Tart pastry and a can of regular Pepsi. Each Pop-Tart pastry has 50 calories just from added sugar, and a regular can of Pepsi has 150 calories from added sugar. Under the dietary guidelines recommendations, you can consume 2 cans of Pepsi and 4 Pop-Tart pastries, and the WHO recommendations would allow 1 Pop-Tart pastry and 1 can of Pepsi. The main sweetening agent from stevia, Reb A, has an acceptable daily intake, or ADI, of 12 milligrams per kilogram body weight per day. To surpass the ADI, a 150-pound person would have to consume 30 packets of Truvia every day. The FDA has set the ADI for aspartame at 50 milligrams per kilogram body weight per day. An overview of various research studies estimate humans' consumption to be an average of 4 to 7% of the ADI, so Americans consuming well below the ADI will have a very safe level of consumption and no risks. For a 150-pound person to reach the ADI for aspartame, they would have to consume 18 to 19 cans of Diet Cola a day. The FDA has determined the ADI for saccharin to be 5 milligrams per kilogram body weight per day. Also, the FDA has determined the maximum amount of saccharin in various consumer products to prevent overuse. Beverages are not to contain more than 12 milligrams of saccharin per fluid ounce. Processed foods are not to exceed 30 milligrams of saccharin per serving. Also, one packet of Sweet and Low is required to be equivalent in sweetness to 1 teaspoon of sugar, but no more. These regulations help prevent Americans from consuming over the ADI.